He's here.
Hey, John.
Hey, David. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's always a busy day, but good problem to have.
There you go.
I understand you were speaking with Andrew. How did he do?
He did good, actually. I come from a phone sales background, so I think he did
good. There you go.
Good.
Okay, yeah, I'm always curious about my reps and how they're doing. I understand that you guys were going over the first page placement. Did you have any questions about the listing on Google or how it works?
No questions on how it works or anything like that, but I'm curious, you know.
Yeah.
What is it going to cost us to get, see what we can do?
All right, let me pull up the pricing page for you, and then you could decide what's best for your company here.
Mm-hmm.
Right, give me one second. I'm going to text it to you. But it looks like you were anticipating getting one of these calls one day. You've already built a website. It looks like you put yourself on Yelp and a few other things. Looks like you're working towards it. Did you complete your Google verification yet?
I did.
Perfect. You went through the whole video? It's looking like it got stuck right there. Okay, so you did submit it. Okay.
Oh, well, if it looks like it's stuck, then something's going on.
It could be a discrepancy with name, address, phone number, or website. I won't really know until I get in there, but let me see. It'll usually tell you what's stopping it.
Yeah, I'm on my Google account right now, actually, taking a look. I'm sitting at the office. I was sitting down writing SOP, so
wow,
timing is kind of perfect.
Yeah, that's interesting. It's almost like you were just looking into this and then, okay. So I got the 8 Google reviews. Website looks fine. Phone number on website matches with the Google business profile. I'm trying to see. One's Columbus, one's Midland. Okay, it could be the address. I got 2 different zip codes. I got 31801 and 31820. One's Columbus and one's Midland.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm 31820.
31820. So you got Midland. Okay.
Yeah.
Website still has Columbus on it. Okay, 7. Because it's on-site and off-site when they're doing your verification. So they want your website to match up. A lot of times they'll give you an offer to get like your own Google domain through the Google business profile and Google Suite. You know, then you get your own email too.
I've got that. That's why I'm not quite sure what's going on there.
Are you hosting it yourself or did somebody build the website for you?
No, I'm hosting it myself, but,
It's the bottom left corner. It says Columbus, Georgia, 31801 on the site. Go all the way down.
Okay. Easy fix,
yeah. Something so minuscule like that, though, the search engine's like, hold on, you know, got to verify, because most of it's AI read, and then occasionally it's manually read. Obviously, if it's manually read, they catch those things really quickly. Okay. Are you doing anything else? I know there's Yelp, but Yellow Pages, Facebook, Bing, it's just been Yelp and the website so far? That's all I'm seeing.
No, I've got a Facebook. I have ran some Google ads, but we put that on pause for now.
Yeah, it could be kind of pricey. Time consuming too.
Well,
you gotta really,
if you don't have a converting website, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. The landing page is huge when it comes to the Google ad because it just says sponsored and then it's basically a link to that site. So the on-site is even more important for the Google ads. These Google Places placements, I mean, we could list you up there with no website at all and start getting your phone call. You know, the website's actually not even a factor in order to get the placement like it would be with Google ads or traditional SEO. But we still recommend you have it, you know. It helps. Okay, I found your Facebook page here. Let me make sure there's no discrepancies here, too. But these are all easy fixes. I mean, even if you sign up with us, we have a team of guys that'll get in there and make sure that there's no discrepancies, and that way you're consistently up there. As a Google partner, our role is to try to get you as many jobs as we can each month so you keep using the advertising. The problem Google was having is everybody that was doing Google Ads, like you just said, you know, they try it, and then something happens, and they quit it. And they go, okay, well, let's get a team of professionals in there, host it for them and make sure it's working. Because usually if it's working, then they don't have a problem using it each month, but they don't want to lock the time or or the know-how in order to make it work. So that's our role as a Google partner, is to host the campaigns for you so you can focus on the results. And obviously Google will continue to have this pipeline of reoccurring revenue. All right, so Facebook looks okay. I don't see any discrepancies with the Facebook page, so that's good.
Right.
We do have a package that includes Facebook ads. Have you looked into Facebook ads before?
Yeah, I've ran a few.
Okay. Did you like it? Did you have success with it?
I had a little bit of a success, but honestly, 90% of my business comes from door-to-door sales.
Wow. Okay. That says a lot. Yeah, that says a lot. I mean, obviously, if you're getting in front of people, you're making an impression.
Yeah, that, Tom, okay, buddy. Thank you. It seems like it's one of those things that maybe there's a few people looking for it. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But until you knock on their door and you're like, hey, we clean windows, and your windows are kind of fucked up. Let's get these cleaned for you.
Yeah.
I haven't had many of them say no to that.
Yeah, but I mean, the reason I say that that's surprising, though, is because Google is usually the most convenient way. I mean, what stopped them from just pulling out their phone, typing in window cleaning? You know, we got a bunch of guys right there. You know, so we want to make sure you're one of those guys every time. It's a lot easier way of getting jobs. You know, you're catching people. They already made up their mind that they need help, and they went looking for it, you know. A different conversation.
For sure.
Okay.
For sure.
We have a package called our Platinum Bundle. Right. I sent you the link there. It's usually advertised at $5.99 month to month, and there's usually a one-time setup fee of $2.99. But a lot of that setup fee goes towards, like, the domain for your website, and there's a lot of things that you've already done where you don't need everything in that package is what I'm trying to say. I would only recommend that just to fill the holes. But what I was thinking I could do is cut out the pricing on things that you already have. So I was thinking I could waive that $2.99 setup fee. I was thinking I could reduce the monthly cost on the Platinum Bundle down to just the essential pricing structure of $2.99, and then I could lock you in like that. We'd allot $100 of that $2.99 directly into your Facebook ads campaign and run that for you, just to try to generate some leads and traffic from there while we're getting the Google listing up and running over the next week or two. But that's what I would recommend as far as getting you up and running and getting some results as fast as possible.
Okay, so what would be the total cost?
It would just be $2.99 out the door.
$2.99 out the door, and how much monthly?
And $2.99 monthly, but you'll have the Platinum package in your service agreement.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty significant. It's maybe about $600 on the initial cost and then $300 every month.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my question is, as far as, like, performance and things like that, I know it takes time. It definitely takes time.
Mm-hmm.
For some, it takes
longer, but you've already done a lot of stuff that's actually going to help us, you know? Like I said, I won't be able to give you the exact, like, date and time until I get inside that Google Business profile and see what's going on. We'll have you add us as a manager to it. But I know from just the outside looking in, you're a lot further than some people that we find. Like, there's a lot of businesses, we're starting them from scratch, and we get everything up and running. You know, within the first month, they're already seeing return on investment. When you have Facebook in there, we can get Facebook up and running in a couple of days. you know, and get some ads and leads going from that. You know, the kind of work you do, even at the $299 pricing structure, you know, if we could just get one or two jobs in, even before the Google, listing hits its full capacity, it'll already offset itself and have you in a profitable situation, and it'll just take off even further going into the peak time of the year here, once we have you on that first page. So.
Okay.
But that's how we operate. We always go month to month. So everybody you see that's on the first page in that Google Places section, they start out month to month and they come back on their own without any kind of contract. And I think that says a lot about the effectiveness of being on the first page of Google.
Yeah. No, I'm definitely with you on that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I guess the biggest thing right now for me is, do you have, like, maybe some of your prior clients that I can go look up, anything like that?
Yeah. Give me 1 second.
Sure.
Are you receiving a text message from our company?
Oh, let's see. I've got one from Local Splash with the pricing.
Okay, yeah, that was where I was showing you the platinum bundle for the reduced rate of the $299. But I sent another one, and it's just kind of spinning. It says sent successfully, but then it also says processing. So I'm trying to figure out.
Yeah, I have not received that.
Okay. But yeah, it's, our company's been around since 2004. We're actually right next to Google here in Southern California. Like, I'm a Google certified technician myself, so I have to go there 3 times a week. And then they oversee all of our operations, so the calls are being recorded by them. It's basically like signing up with Google, except for if you were like an elderly guy that wasn't computer savvy. They would say, okay, we'll get a professional to handle it for you and host it for you. Or if you're just a business owner that's too busy and doesn't want to focus on it, those are the guys that they usually send our way in order to get them set up. And so from the outside looking in, it looks like you are already kind of starting on this path. And we like people like that because you already know the value of it. You know it's not easy. You know there's a lot of work that has to be done in order to maintain it. So it's a lot easier to justify to a business owner that tries to do it themselves versus somebody who's just like, what am I paying you for, you know?
I definitely understand.
Yeah.
So just to be completely honest with you, here's my concerns.
Okay.
Okay. I have so many people locally who have paid marketing agencies. And no offense, I've been on calls from a marketing agency, if you know what I mean. Like I've been an appointment setter and then I sold them to roofing companies and things like this, but it seems like pretty much everybody's got the same promises and it's up to us kind of weed through and figure out, okay, where is my money best spent?
Yeah. Success on the internet is all about working with the right company, you know? We expect any business owner, you should do your due diligence. We would prefer you do your due diligence. Like, that's why I was sending you this message right away, is because if you could see who we are, you know, we have a 20-year track record. We're right next to Google. Got thousands of reviews online. You know you're putting your business in the hands of a company with experience and that's not going anywhere, right? And you can see that feedback. But, yeah, you're absolutely right, you know, and the only way to really find out what's going to work for your company, though, is to not try any of them.
That's true.
Yeah, you got to kind of get on the bike and go. And that's why we're going hey, we'll, what we could do on our end is go offer this guy month to month, offer him a discounted pricing structure, waive the setup fees on it. So we're minimizing your risk in it and then trying to earn your business from there. And that's what we do with everybody. Okay. You know, we're not going to get paid next month if you don't get paid this month. That's kind of our approach. So it has to work for you. And that's how Google evaluates us and our performance and why we keep our partnership with Google is by how we take care of you.
Okay.
Yeah.
My other question, okay, is cost. I understand the monthly premium for the service itself, but usually there's an expected, I guess you would say, monthly allowance for advertising. What is the expected allowance there? Like how much do we normally expect to pay into advertising per week or per month?
I would say, you know, in your industry, it's a little different. Every industry is different. You know, we have like roofing companies that spend thousands of dollars, right? I think that's more of like a personal financial situation from where you're at right now, starting out. Our goal is to grow your business. And then obviously as your business grows, then we know that you'll be able to afford a bigger marketing budget or to market in other places. And so we kind of grow with you and then we present you with that as we go. Right now, since your business is fairly new and you're at its infancy of everything, I want to start as small as possible, evaluate that data, right, through your tracking system and through the reports so you can see what kind of results you've yielded from that $300 or that $299. And then it's easier to have a conversation on a plan of attack. We already know what keywords work for you, what services you do and don't provide, what areas you're willing to go to. You know, it's a lot easier to sit down and go, hey, we've seen this works for you here. If you want to expand, I know there's certain call volume over in this area. If you guys are willing to go there, you know, we can expand your budget, you know, and then obviously that'll yield you more results. I don't know. You'll probably have to have more guys, but, you know, there's definitely room for future conversations and growth, right? This would be the starting point, I guess is what I'm trying to say. So I can't tell you, oh, you should allot, you know, $1,000. That's more of like a Google Ads thing. Where it's like, hey, let's throw a bunch of money at the wall, see what sticks, and then evaluate what keywords, shut off the other keywords, shut these ones on. We do have Google Analytics, but we don't charge you per click or call or lead. So usually the local listings are going to get you the most bang for your buck. But you might want to increase your budget on like Facebook or one of those other directories after a month or two.
All right. So how about this? Right now, we are doing pretty well on new construction cleaning. This is not window cleaning.
Okay.
Construction. This company started 35 years ago with my grandparents. And they moved directly into new construction commercial cleaning. Those are large-scale, high-paying jobs. Usually our minimum or our average sale on those is about $30,000. But I've taken over and I've taken over 30 years of basically had to start over.
Yeah.
They had their books were a little screwy and this and that. So I had to go in and start a new LLC. And whenever I said I had to build everything from the ground up again, I mean, yes, we have some old contacts on the construction side of things, but I hate that word. I hate new construction. It's the worst. So, that being said, I have continued to do it to pay my bills and keep people paid.
Right, but you
but
want to pivot.
I don't want to do it anymore. Right now, I have 3 monthly accounts that are very, very, very solid on the window cleaning. I've got 5. 5 monthly commercial accounts. Now, I have the check for those monthly accounts in the mail right now. And if we're going to go forward with this, which I'm honestly, I would like to go forward with it, I would want to compartmentalize this extremely. I don't want to intermingle funds from new construction cleaning and the window cleaning.
Keep them separate.
Keep them completely separate. I'm going to treat them like they're completely separate businesses. That's
okay.
The reason I don't advertise for
so,
new construction.
So what I'll do, is I'll get you into a client interview. Like after we sign you up, I'll set an appointment here for the client interview, and we're going to sit down with you, and we'll fully customize the campaign. So we'll go over, like, the keywords and specific services that we're going to target for this campaign, and then that platinum package that I offered you has its own account dashboard and tracking system. So all the leads from that, the jobs from that, the calls that you're getting from that is going to be funneled in there, and you'll be able to keep track of it all and kind of separate it from the commercial stuff.
Cool.
Yep,
now,
and then you'll be able to evaluate that ROI separately as well.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. That being said, are we able to put a rain check on this for about 3 days until my monthly check comes in from the window cleaning? It's in a totally separate bank, different banking account, everything. I can use that to fund this month to month. I get paid about this time of the month every month.
What
and
I would recommend is start it with what's active today, and then we could always switch it later. The reason I recommend that is because as a Google partner, when one of these spots opens up, they create a list of you guys, and they pump it into a dialer for reps like Andrew that you were talking to. And so they're actively calling out prospecting some competing companies in the area. But I don't want to lose the Google Places position. Because Google Places, there's only three guys that show there next to the map. It's not Google Ads that we're talking about doing for you. It's that Google Places.
Yeah.
And that Google Places placement is so valuable, especially for a newer business owner like yourself, where you're taking over as a new owner, right? You know what I mean? but you don't get charged per click or call or lead. That's what's allowing us to put you on that flat rate without all those extra crazy expenses. And I think that'll actually end up being the long-term solution for you, unless you want to grow it later. But I would recommend starting it out while we have that spot, get that position locally there, and then obviously, later on, if you want to change the billing or swap it out, you could either call into me or you could go right into your own account dashboard and change the billing information. But every payment that you do with us, we always send you the invoice receipt, the outline of the agreement in writing, so you'll still be able to add this to your business expenses and write it off, even if you do it on a different payment method.
Yeah, completely understand. No offense to you, and I think you've got a solid game plan there.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to have to stand firm on this one. I know it sounds crazy, but I promise I've got a method behind it, at least in my tracking and my bookkeeping and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand if I miss the spot, I miss the spot, but I'm at least going to need a few days for my check to come inside the mail, and we can do it that way. Now, if it makes it any better, what I would be willing to do is I would be willing to sign up today and put that card on file so we can do that.
Like
maybe we can reserve a spot that way.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay.
And I'm not asking to start service until service is paid for.
Right.
You're right.
Just to get
this
that spot and say,
hey,
he's committed at least for a month, and then I can take it off the board.
Yep.
That's fair.
If we do that, I'm willing to take it up.
Yeah, I could definitely do post dates. It's just I can't hold it on the pretense of, oh, maybe he will sign up later, because then they're going to look at me like, what are you doing, you know?
Yeah, I get it. I get it. Believe me, that's no different than, oh, yeah, let me go get my credit card. It's at home. I'll be back.
Yeah, yeah,
I'm
okay. Keep going, guys. yeah, you know.
I'm not here. I know how it goes, man. I'm not trying to play that game.
No, you're fine.
This is something that eventually I'm going to have to do. So.
Yeah, and you're already working towards it, you know? Like, what's the point of having a nice website, getting that up and running, getting Google verified if you're not going to put it in front of people who are looking for what you do? You know, that's actually what brings in the money, not the website and all this other stuff. You know, you need the placement to get the ROI out of it. okay, so let me create your account. What's your last name, David?
Gresham, GreshAm.
Okay, and what's your business email address? Because when this processes, it's going to automatically send you the agreement in writing, the Google verification form, and the login credentials for the app and tracking system.
My email is dgresham@squeakycleanteams.com. And clean is spelled with a K.
Okay. It's not squeaky clean window team. It's just squeaky clean team.
Squeaky clean team. Squeaky clean window team was way too long.
I gotcha. Okay. And .com. Let me just make sure this comes back valid. Okay, good. That's through G Suite. And then this phone number is the best phone number for us and your clients to contact you?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, for now. We're working on getting the virtual number so it'll still come to the phone even though.
Yeah, we can help you with that. Google Voice. Free. They only charge like a one-time payment of $19.99 if you want to do like a custom greeting. They'll set that up with you.
Mm-hmm.
But if you just want like the traditional greeting and then have it forward to your line in real time with the caller ID that it could be a lead, they could set that up for you during the client interview.
Sweet.
All right. Let me save. All right. And then the street address that you had your PIN verification letter sent to, what was that?
5170.
Okay.
Midland Trace.
Midland.
In Midland, Georgia, 31820.
Trace. Why is this not popping up? Is Midland Trace all one? Oh, okay, I see it. T-R-C-E.
T-R-C-E.
Yeah, that's weird. Okay. I had an A in there. All right, let me update. Okay, it came back valid. Yep, and it's got the same. You got to remember, though, to get on your site, unless you want us to get in there, you know, I won't charge you anything to help you with the website, but I just want to make sure that that discrepancy with the Columbus and the zip code at the bottom gets removed.
Yeah, actually, that should be published now.
Okay, perfect. All right. And then how do you want the hours of operation on the Google Business profile? You want to leave it the same?
Yeah, we can leave it at 24 hours.
Okay.
Would be fine.
24 hours, open avail. This will apply to all platforms, so not just Google, so it's important for me to still notate it. And then you could accept cash, check, and card?
That's correct.
Okay. All right. Now let me just adjust this billing. So I'm going to put you on a full platinum package bundle. So you'll get everything in that platinum package and all of its contents. We're going to go for $299, which is our essential package price. Then I'm going to waive the setup fee and I'm going to still include website help. So my site available if client needs. Okay. And then what date did you want me to have this set to process? Friday?
What is today?
Today is the 12th. It's Wednesday.
So I'm trying to think. I don't want to screw myself up here.
Yeah.
They
take your time because if it's a client, then they just start calling out again. So let's just make sure we get this right.
They mailed the check Wednesday. Or
that's today.
Actually, yesterday, I'm sorry. Not Wednesday. They mailed the check yesterday.
Usually takes
and this
like
is only
two to three.
From a few miles up the road.
Hmm.
So.
Oh, it has to come in the middle, but then you have to put it in, and then it takes, I mean, they give you some available, but then you have to wait for it to process, too, once it's in.
What was that?
Like you're talking about they're sending you a paper check?
Yes, they send paper checks through the mail. Now, we bank at the same bank as the check that's coming in. So once I get the
should
check,
be fine.
It's instantly available.
Yeah, that's why I didn't know, because sometimes you get the check and then, you know, you put it in there, then it takes a couple days to clear. But if it's the same entity, it shouldn't take a long time. It should be pretty quick.
No.
Yeah.
No, the biggest slowdown is actually me driving to the bank. But it should be, can we put Tuesday on there just to be safe?
Tuesday next week?
Because I don't, yes.
Ooh.
I'm thinking 5 days, that should be plenty of time for the mail to run.
Yeah.
I'm not,
it's like almost
not 100%
a full week.
Sure, honestly. I've never actually timed it.
Is it just you, David, or you have a crew of guys that are going to be able to help you?
I've got a crew of guys who are able to help me. I've got at least 4 guys right now, but we've got 3 more interviewing.
Okay. All right, then. Yeah, I could do that. I was just like, let me just make sure that I'm not jump through this loop putting this thing on hold for a week for the wrong business. Yeah, okay. We just don't want to put a guy with a dream up there and then jump through all these loops and he's not able to make it work out.
No, okay. I can appreciate that, though, but no, right now I think we're doing pretty good. We actually just got another van on the road.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, that's fine. We could do that. I'm going to set it up for Tuesday, and that's going to be the 18th. It's going to automatically process at about 10 a.m. Okay, it's okay. Not me. I'm not going to manually run it, okay?
Completely understand.
Okay, it's just part of the post date. Once I put it in the queue with the billing information, it'll just run it, send you the info. And then we have to do the client interview after that. The account has to be paid active. So what would be the best time to do the client interview on Tuesday, the 18th?
Tuesday, let's put it at 12 o'clock, and I'll go ahead and put it in my calendar.
Yeah, I'm going to send you a calendar invitation as well. And then we'll text you 1 hour before, too, as a heads-up reminder. Keep hearing the little one in the background there. You got a couple kiddos?
Yeah, I got 2 of them running around.
Me, too. I got 2 boys. It's kind of crazy when I get home.
1 boy, 1 girl.
How old are they? Like 4, 3?
Baby Tom over there is 3. Kaylee is 8.
Okay. Yeah, I could hear the little guy. He sounds like my oldest son. He's about to be 4 here next month.
Congratulations.
Yeah, he's a tornado.
Hey, look, man, that's what I was about to say. Boys are not nearly as bad as girls. Boys, yes, they're, like you said, they're tornadoes. They're hail.
Yeah.
But you know what you're getting. Girls, it's to roll the dice every morning. Are they going to wake up and be moody or not?
Yeah. My son last night was making me angry because he doesn't understand mommy's a girl. He's not getting that.
Uh-huh.
And so he thinks he could just jump on her and wrestle with her the way he does with me. And so I go in there and I hear my wife going, ow, ow, and he's jumping on her head, pulling her hair, you know, and I'm trying to explain it to him. And mommy goes, fight daddy, and he looks at me all scared. No, I won't fight dad, I'll lose, but I'll beat up mom. You know? I'm like, stop it. And it's just driving me nuts right now. Like, you don't get it. Not supposed to hit
girls.
They
will soon, though.
Yeah, but it's just tough because they don't have sisters, you know, so they're just like, I don't know. The concept of don't hit girls, they don't get the difference between girls and boys yet. So
not yet.
Yeah, they'll get it, though. But I want them to have that well out of their head before they start school next year, you know. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. Not trying to deal with those
exactly
conversations. Yeah. Guy telling me, hey, your son hit my daughter. I'm like, oh, smack him.
Hey, seriously, I was joking, and I just shared something on Facebook that was like, you know, the principal called me and said my son is out of control. I don't know what to tell you, Mason. I don't know what to say.
Yeah, that's a tough one. It's like, well, you know, you guys get paid for this.
There you go.
Yeah, it's like you signed up for it. You know, you should have known there's going to be some crazy kids. It's not the Army. All right, I got
so I've gotten your email with the calendar link, and I've accepted that.
Okay, perfect. So that'll be for the client interview. The payment's going to automatically process at 10 on Tuesday.
Okay.
And then let me go to your billing here. All right, and then how did you want to secure the payment? What payment method do you want to use?
Card on file.
Okay, is it like a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, Amex?
Visa.
Visa. Does it say Squeaky Clean Window Team on it?
It says Squeaky Clean Cleaning.
Okay. Squeaky Clean Cleaning. Okay. But just to confirm,
the
business
formal,
name is
the formal name of the company on the LLC documentation is Squeaky Clean Cleaning Services 3.
Okay. So is that how you want it to appear?
Cleaning.
Because the Google business profile right now says window team.
Yeah, I would rather keep it as squeaky clean window team. There's
okay.
zero business to be had on the new construction side when it comes to Google and things like that.
Got it.
It's all done through contracts with general contractors.
Oh, okay. So the card is going to appear squeaky clean cleaning. I'll have that on the billing information. And that's
perfect.
How you do. Okay. And then the billing address is 5170 Midland Trace?
That's correct.
All right. I'm ready for you.
All right. 4299.
4299.
7775.
7775.
3095 0810 0810.
Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
11/28/11/28,
and then 3-digit code on the back.
948 948.
Okay, and then just as added protection for you, I'm going to walk you through a voice verification. If I say anything you don't agree with, just stop me, okay?
Gotcha.
All right. So it says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call has been recorded by Google to outline your service agreement with our company and is an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that? I'm so sorry.
Oh, I was just saying that all calls are recorded by Google for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company. And then to ensure the accuracy of your order with us, can you state your business name?
Squeaky Clean Window Team.
Thank you. And can you state your name and title with the company?
David Gresham, and I'm the owner.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you just gave me?
Yes.
All right, so it says to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in the campaign with us. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
All right, and in hiring us as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's just so that we can monitor for discrepancies. Right, we don't want to be all in your business, but we don't want you to have like duplicate listings anywhere or you paying for something that we're already doing for you. So if you're not sure, just double check. But I tried to set you up on a platinum package for a reason. That way we're like a one-stop shop for you. You don't have 100 different bills floating around.
Right. I can appreciate that.
Yeah, just makes your life easier. You got it all one app, one centralized hub to monitor everything. Okay, and it says your payment for the initial term and account setup is going to be charged at 10 a.m. on March 18th, next Tuesday. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299 for a platinum package bundle. I have included website services for you at no extra cost, just in case you need it. I've also waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign. So when the term is completed, the agreement's going to be set up to automatically renew each month on the 18th day. Because that's where your first billing starts, but it's going to renew in the discounted price of $299 for the platinum package for as long as you're with us. And then it says you can discontinue or cancel at any time. We don't have any kind of cancellation fees or penalties, anything like that. All that we ask is if you ever do decide to discontinue, let us know before the next bill is due or before the 18th day so we could stop the merchant processing from automatically charging your account. And then it says, do you agree to those renewal and cancellation terms?
I agree.
All right. So when the payment clears on Tuesday, you're going to immediately receive these text message confirmations at 10 a.m. on Tuesday. It's also going to go to your email. There'll be a full outline of the agreement for you to sign off on. It'll have a pricing breakdown of everything and all the products and features, the discounted price, billing date, everything we just went over. So you got to sign off on that. There's a Google verification form. A lot of your Google verification stuff's already done, but if you could fill out that form, it'll just help us in case something pops up later. We could just send it to them and not have to bug you about it. And then there'll be a username and password and a link to an app for your account dashboard and tracking system. We'll show you how all that works during the client interview. So I wouldn't really panic too much about it. I would just wait until Tuesday. Don't be shocked if you start getting a bunch of text messages and there's $299 missing from your account. And then we'll circle back. And we'll do the client interview. I got you locked in already for noon on Tuesday.
Okay.
If you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, I've sent you my direct extension. It's the same as our customer service line. You just hit extension 544 to call me directly. I'll be your account lead, so I'll be checking with you from time to time. And then I have a management team that's going to also help me oversee the account. So if it's ever after hours or on the weekends, you can hit the same number. Just hit extension 1, and we always have a live operator available to help you as well.
Awesome. Hey, all right, I'm curious about the website thing, though.
Yeah.
So what exactly are you able to do with a website?
Can build it from scratch.
Pushing it through Wix.
Yeah.
Are we able to design and change mm-hmm. and stuff like that?
Yeah. I left that in there for you. So if you want to use certain photos, you could send them in to us. I could send you the email for that. It's just photos@localsplash.com and your logo. And then when you sit down with our client interview tech, either they'll go over the site or they'll hook you up with Steve or somebody in the graphic design department. And you can sit down with them and get exact visual on what you want to do with your website and a game plan. And we can get it customized for you. So I left that on the table. As a part of the service.
I appreciate it. Personally.
Yeah, because I didn't want to tell you that your website was bad. I didn't want to say that, though. You know, I'm like, maybe this guy's been working on this for a while. You know, he just got in there. So I didn't want to say that, but I just left it out there. It's like, hey, if he changes his mind or wants it, we'll hook you up without having to charge you anything extra for it. It'll just be like a gift from us to you. Make sure you're looking good up there.
I appreciate it. I've actually got another company that I would like to, I guess you would say, emulate.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I've redesigned the colors, I've redesigned the logo.
Yeah, send it in. It helps a lot. A lot of times they send us something from like a competitor as like a starting point. That happens pretty often. We also have these demo sites too that are like examples, and we just use those as like the starting point, and then we go customize it from there. It just helps us instead of having to, I want to have this at one page and here. You know, give us a starting point, and we'll get that going, and then go from there.
Well, I will say, Pink's Window Cleaning, they just took over as the fastest-growing window service in America. But they've only been open for, like, 4 years.
They're out there in Midland?
No. The closest franchise to us would be North Atlanta, which is a good ways away. But they have the look, they have the branding, they have the beautiful website. Like, they have exactly what I was thinking about whenever I chose the name Squeaky Clean Window Team.
Oh, yeah. These bunch of young guys over here, I see them. Okay.
Pretty much. And I want to do everything I can to – this is my Goliath.
Yeah.
So – fuck these guys. I think they do. They're really great. But our entire existence is based on us beating them.
Yeah, you got to compete, you know. That's how it goes.
Got to.
So I just looked them up on SpyFu. I got their 15 keywords, and it looks like they're paying a little bit more than you. They're paying $411. So I got you a better deal, and then we could use their keywords here. Here, let me show you. To formulate a game plan. This is a free site, but I don't know how much access it's going to give you to it without having the membership or like the paid portion. But you could see their organic keywords. There's 15 ones that they're targeting. And this is just for the Atlanta area for that domain, 411. But yeah, they've had 25 leads just this week. From there, or just in the last 12 days, just from the Atlanta area. But I could see their keywords.
I think it's the Fort Worth office. It's the original founding office.
It's
4 years ago.
Yeah, this is just for the Atlanta location. I mean, these guys are probably, if they have multiple locations, they're probably spending, you know, thousands of dollars, you know, because you have to have Google Ads ran in areas where you don't have an address, so. Yep. We can grow you. That's why I was telling you, like, look, we'll start with this. I've already got you about $112 cheaper than what they're paying each month for this one location. And I know what keywords they're going to use. So it's good that you bring that up. I also have the website here, too, so I can put this in the account and just say, hey, he kind of wants to model his site something like this.
Yep.
And that gives us a good starting point.
Exactly what I'm looking to do.
Okay.
Awesome, man. Well, I appreciate it. I'm not going to sit here and take up your time. I know you got
If we're
going to
follow those guys' footsteps, it's going to get pretty pricey down the line, but we'll go over it together. I'll walk you through it and the game plan and everything.
That's exactly why I want to post-date this, because honestly, I make money off the new construction cleaning. I don't give a shit if I make a profit off the window cleaning right now. I can shovel any profit that comes in, can go right back into it, and we can blow this thing up.
Blow it up. Okay. And you keep your guys busy. You could definitely do that. All right. I'm looking forward to it. See, that's exactly what my plan was. I didn't know about the size of your business, but I'm always like, hey, let's start small, get them in there, and then we can grow them as we go. This looks like there's going to be a lot of opportunity for us in the future to do something bigger. So I'm happy we got this rolling too.
Hey, I appreciate y'all.
All right. I appreciate you. If you need anything, you got my number, so don't hesitate to call in, okay?
I've got you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. You're very welcome. Take care. I'll talk to you on Tuesday.
Sounds good. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.